this is T. Hoffman, the Chief Business Development Officer at Baker Donaldson, Bierman Caldwell, and Berkowitz. We're back with NashvilleNetRadio.com and Baker Radio with our guest, Kelly Frey, for our fourth and final segment. Kelly, you've been a tremendous guest. Kelly is in our Nashville office. He has over 25 years of experience in the technology area and is in our IP and technology practice group. Thanks for coming back, Kelly.
Thanks, T.
Now, Kelly, you had a choice of going anywhere, I would imagine, with your level of expertise and experience. Why on earth did you choose Baker Donaldson, and why did you come back to Nashville, Tennessee from Boston?
Well, when I was making up my mind what I wanted to do as far as practicing, I started to look at the people around me, and one of the things I wanted to make sure of is that they were all pleasant, and number two, that they were all experts in the area that I knew nothing about. So I wanted to make sure that the other attorneys were going to treat my clients well and be courteous, which is a characteristic that sometimes isn't necessarily associated with the legal profession these
right,
days.
Right, yes.
You know, I also wanted to look at the statistics on legal expertise. So, for example, while Baker is ranked about 76 as far as the largest law firms in the United States, if you look at publications like The Best Lawyers in America, they have more lawyers listed than everyone except six other law firms.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, again, you're looking at these people who have very deep experience in subject areas that I knew nothing about.
Right, and it helps your clients, as you said earlier, because obviously we want to get our clients involved with as many of our practice groups as possible. So let's say you have a client who does want to outsource their cafeteria function, but they happen to be in the manufacturing business. We can also help them with their tax, labor and employment, other things that they might need assistance on that they may currently be using another firm or may not be getting help on at all.
Everything from real estate to bankruptcy.
That's great. Now, obviously, we have, and I think we talked about this earlier, a lot of lawyers within our firm that, like you, have general counsel experience or entrepreneurial experience. Do you consider that to be one of our core strengths?
I really do. I think it helps you set the context for your client representation. You're really concerned about creating practical solutions to practical business problems. You're not off chasing some sort of esoteric legal issue.
And what are our other core strengths? When you think about Baker Donaldson, what do you think it's important? What do you think is important for our clients to kind of look at and that differentiates us from other firms in our region and nationally?
Well, we have a great diversity program. We have a real emphasis on pro bono activity. We try to help out the community any way we can. We also have what's referred to as a daily docket. You may have mentioned this on your show before. It's where we all get together and we talk about how each day we can try to put the client first. And we look at everyone's contribution from a runner to the most senior attorney in our office.
And the interesting thing about our daily dockets is that everybody in the firm participates. Everybody from the runners to the receptionists to the top lawyers within the firm get around a desk for about 10 or 15 minutes, and we discuss one of our 12 standards of excellence and really focus on what each team member can do in order to promote that standard. And overall, all those standards are meant to promote client service. And I know, Kelly, you actually sit close to me in the Nashville office, and I know you participate regularly, daily, I think, in the daily dockets. What have you learned as a result of participating in the dockets?
Well, what we all learn is client-first sort of focus. And I think in addition to actually acting as a venue to share information with each other, we also create a mini support group. And so that's what we're there to do each day, is to support each other to make sure that we provide the best service we can to our clients.
And Kelly, you've also gotten very involved in our community of Nashville. You're a Nashville native, right?
Originally from Nashville, and then spent about 12 years in New England and came back.
And it's interesting because if you're from Nashville these days, it's kind of a rarity. You don't find many people who actually grew up in Nashville that are here or that have come back to Nashville. Lots of people move here from other places. So we're glad, obviously, that you're back in Nashville. But you've gotten extensively involved in our community. Outside involvement include things like being on the screening committee for a national film festival. I know you're involved in your family and your children's lives pretty extensively. You're also very involved in the bar associations. You've written extensively. In fact, you won an award last year for writing in the Nashville Bar Journal and the Tennessee Bar Journal as well. Tell me about some of your outside interest and how you kind of keep it all in check.
Well, and you do. You have to have a certain amount of balance. We've got a situation where we've got a commitment to our clients, but then we also have a commitment to our community. And while I've done a lot of things, you talked about why did I come to Baker before, and I talked about people who were caring and who were responsive. I was reminded this last week, one of the women in our office walked by, and I noticed she had a new hairdo that day, and I said something about it. Thinking,
which in and of itself is a rarity for a man to notice that.
Well, you know, you notice little things around the office. She's in our daily docket group.
Yeah.
You know, and she explained that it wasn't so much a new hairdo. She'd cut her hair and donated it to a nonprofit that make wigs for female chemotherapy patients who have lost their hair. You know, that's the type of caring environment that we have at Baker. Everybody just does community involvement. I like media. So I do the Nashville Film Festival. I must have screened over 100 films last year for the Nashville Film Festival, and it's great not only to see the work product of some of our production companies, but it's really fun to see an actor up on screen and then to meet them in person.
Yes, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And I think that you give back to the legal profession in writing extensively in bar journals and other publications about your area of expertise. And I believe that as lawyers, we do have some commitment to give back and to mentor others.
Well, right. It's part of our professional commitment, but I think at Baker, it's more of a personal commitment that everybody has.
And I certainly think that you have done a great job with that commitment. Now, Kelly, I'm going to let people know that you also have written a book that's been published, a fiction book. Tell us a little bit about that. How long did it take to write it? Where can people find it? What's the title?
All right. We'll lead with the title, right?
Okay.
Summer Session. Two words. Summer Session. You can find it at www.amazon.com. It's a novel that I wrote with my son, and oddly enough, you talked about me writing. One of the things that I taught my children was how to write, and we did that through exercises. So that book started as a short story that I worked on with my son when he was in the eighth grade, and it actually took 6 years to finish.
Wow.
We wrote it together, but it was a great bonding experience for us. I even went on spring break with him 1 year, and that's what we worked on spring break.
Wow. You didn't go down to Fort Lauderdale?
Actually, we sat on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. We did.
And wrote Summer Session.
And wrote Summer Session. So it's all about a prep school environment and someone who comes into the prep school environment and has to face a lot of challenges.
That's great. Now, Kelly, you've also written a book, I know, a tech book, correct?
Prey on Technology Transactions, and it provides a context for most of the type of transactions that our clients are going to be involved in. So most of our clients use that as a resource. When they get to the point where the book doesn't give them enough information, then they pick up the phone and call me.
That's great. Kelly, thank you for being our guest today on Baker Radio at NashvilleNetRadio.com, where Music City talks online. We'll see you next week.